Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This is shaping up like a nice weekend, sports weekend. We've been getting a lot of these lately. Obviously, October, it becomes, you know, you got playoff baseball, you have the NBA, you got the NHL, you got the NFL. So that's the most fun month, I think, for sports. But this weekend isn't too bad if you're looking at the sports schedule. If you love all sports, you're going to have some. You got the Steelers game, obviously. You got Ravens, Chiefs. You got Packers, Cowboys. You have Penn State, Oregon. If you're a Pitt fan, you got Pitt, Louisville. And you have the Ryder Cup. So this is a decent weekend. And right now, to break down these games, these NFL and college games, this coming weekend is our guy, Lee Sterling. Lee, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And I think you might have even left a few off. You left Philly and Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Ohio State, Washington, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Washington. The list goes on and on. In fact,
LSU
and Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss, yep.
So I got invited to a wedding about 6 weeks ago. My cousin's daughter was getting married, Salt Lake City. My wife, I have a chart made up for the schedule. Start off before the season, so my wife just looks at it. She knows when to accept and when to decline things. She looked at the schedule. She goes, I guess we'll be sending a gift. I said, absolutely.
Absolutely. Leave me sending the gift because we're busy. All right, Lee, let's get to these games. First game on the list, Penn State giving 3.5 to Oregon at Penn State. It's a whiteout, 7:30 kick. What you feeling for this one?
Wow, James Franklin, he needs this game bad. And if this was Oregon last year, I would say Penn State would probably lose at home. They did play in the Big Ten championship game last year, and Oregon won that game 45-37. Penn State ran for 292 yards in that game. They have both running backs back, obviously, Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen. The difference this year might be that they added some receivers who can finally get a little bit of separation in Trevor Peña from Syracuse and K'Ron Hudson from USC. These two guys have put together 27 total catches on the year. Penn State's defense, good. 12th in pressure rate. I think the X factor here is twofold. I think Oregon's a little young, and they've only played one road game, and that's against Northwestern. Northwestern is junk, let's be honest. And also think that Jim Knowles could be the X factor. He was defensive coordinator last year, as we all know, at Ohio State, moved over to Penn State. The first game, they didn't fare well. They had to play at Eugene. But second game, he came with an entirely new blitz package, and he shut down the Ducks. I think he's gonna be able to do enough here. And I also like the fact Penn State's coming off a bye. Maybe they have a trick play or two, wide out. If there was ever the time that James Franklin is going to break through, it is on Saturday night. This is it. Penn State gets the job done. The right team is favored 24-17.
Wow. All right, Lee. I can't. It's hard for me to say this, but I'm with you. I think I'm with you right now. All right, my Pitt Panthers, they're coming off of a bye week. They take on Louisville at home, 12 p.m. kick. Louisville is giving 4.5 to my Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, and I like the fact they're coming off of a bye. Pitt is, and I think they'll be ready to go here. Watching Louisville, watching tape of Miller Moss, and he's not thriving yet in this Jeff Brohm, usually quarterback-friendly offense. He had never taken a snap from under center, never called cadence, just clapped his hands. I mean, some things that, he's also just not hitting the target enough. I mean, there's four or five passes every single game where you just shake your head. And averaging two interceptions against Division I opponents per game, that's a problem here. I think that there's always one or two games every year where Eli Holstein doesn't have a good game, and I think he's got it out of his system here. I don't see him with more than 100 yards in penalties again. And the home team has won and covered each of the last five games. This line should be a pick'em here. Wrong team favored. Pitt straight up 30-23.
You know I love hearing that. Music to my ears, Lee. Music to my ears. Yep. All right, heading to the NFL. Eagles giving 3.5 to the Bucs. That's going to be a good one. Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield.
Yep, it is. And how about this? Tampa Bay has won 6 of the last 7 games. This will be the 5th straight time that when they played each other, the game was in Tampa. They did leave a day early, get used to the weather. Close to 90-degree weather and 70% humidity is what's forecast for the game. Last year, Tampa won the game 33-16, but there was no Devontae Smith. There was no A.J. Brown for that game. Now this year, those two guys will be back. No Mike Evans for Tampa Bay. No Chris Godwin yet. Offensive line is banged up. They are in big problems. They got big problems there. And defensive line isn't healthy. I don't think Philly is going to get the job done and win the Super Bowl. I really don't. I think things are going to happen. I don't love their defense. But they're like Kansas City early last year, just finding ways to win. And I don't think Baker Mayfield is with just such a weak supporting cast this week is going to be able to pull a rabbit out of his hat 4 weeks in a row. Love his grit. I mean, he's turned the corner, but not on Sunday. Philadelphia here, 26-20.
Lee, it's crazy to imagine and to think that one of these teams are going to be 1-3 after this weekend. Ravens giving 2.5 to Kansas City in Kansas City.
Yeah, I still think both teams will probably make the playoffs. Problem here is your weakest unit. And I do believe even though Baltimore has the best offense, Kansas City's defense just a little under that. Their offense is coming around for KC. Only gave up 2 sacks in the game last week against a very underrated and talented Giants defensive line. We know their defense is good, but last year when they played each other to start the year, Kansas City was a 2.5-point favorite. Now Baltimore is a 2.5-3-point favorite. I don't get it. Their defense was left to dry. They're dead last in the NFL. They were on the field. I mean, with 5 minutes to go in the first half Monday night, Baltimore's offense only had 5 minutes time of possession. So they're scoring, but sometimes scoring too quick here. After a Monday night game, short turnaround, they got to go and play one of their nemesis teams here. Give me Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City at home. Then Kansas City gets the job done. Another wrong team favorite, 24-20.
Vikings, Steelers in Ireland, 9:30. That's the kickoff time here in on the East Coast, at least. Vikings are giving 2.5 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Lee.
Yeah, and I'm just still not – I'm not a believer yet in the Vikings. I know they get back one of their top wide receivers, Jordan Addison, but Jordan Mason – he doesn't have that 49ers run-friendly system to sustain him here. And it's Carson Wentz. I mean, this is a guy that was, still hanging around a little before the season before Minnesota picked him up. So there's a reason he hasn't started since 2021. When you get, a pick six and a fumble recovery score, you're going to win almost every single game. Their defense is good here, but I just think that Pittsburgh's going to limit the mistakes here and let Minnesota beat themselves. Carson Wentz is a fumbling machine. I mean, you hit him even when he thinks he's protecting the ball, usually spells trouble. I think we're going to see and find out why Carson Wentz was left out there so late right before the season. So I think Pittsburgh is just finding ways to win here. Again, the wrong team is favored. Pittsburgh straight up 23-20.
Wow. 23-20. Steelers get the win in Ireland. Big time. Big time right there, Lee. All right, your game of the week.
Game of the week is going to be a really good one here. Ohio State and Washington. Have you guys ever been out there, see a game before?
No, never.
If you get a chance, it is something. The people are so nice. I went there twice. One of the times didn't turn out so well for my Miami Hurricanes the year 2000. They lost to Rick Neuheisel and bunch. But you're on a yacht and you're tailgating, and then you get off the yacht and literally walk about 40, 50 yards through the gate into the stadium and sitting there. And if you're on the visiting side and looking over and looking at Lake Washington, is just a splendor. So that's a trip you will always want to take. You want to get this game for free. We're going to find out if Ohio State keeps rolling, or does Washington, which is really irked that they're not in the top 25, can they pull the shocker, getting 8.5 points? Also, I love the game tonight, Florida State and Virginia. Is that 7-point line a trap? I'm going to give them both games. You want to hop on board, just call 800-400-9741. I'll give you both games for free, 800-400-9741. Since Sunday, we are on a 6-0 roll through last night. You want to hop on board, a full week of action on our phone service. That's probably 12 to 14 games from tonight all the way through Monday night. Use coupon code SAVE100. Just $97. Check out all the specials. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
You are the man, Lee. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks. Some great games this weekend. Some great games this weekend. Pat, are you still an Eagles fan? Do you still cheer for the Eagles? Like, did you throw a party whenever they won the Super Bowl?
No. Okay. I root for them because my dad, my brother, my father-in-law, like, they're all big fans. But I stopped liking them when they got rid of Andy Reid and hired Chip Kelly.
Okay.
I wasn't a fan of that.
Wasn't a fan of that?
All right. No, then they got rid of Shady.
That's true.
Which ticked me off, too.
Yeah, they did. Traded to Buffalo.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
But, you know, when Kenny was there last year, I was rooting for him. I pick teams.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the way they play. I mean, obviously, they're really good.
Well, if you're an Eagles fan, you hate the Cowboys, right? Do you still hate the Cowboys?
I wouldn't say I hate them.
Dislike? Don't care for them.
I have a new appreciation for them, given watching the America's Team series.
Me too. Absolutely.
However, I'm not a Dak Prescott believer at all.
Okay.
They're going nowhere fast.
No.
Down there.
No. No. It's
in Big D.
Yep. And CeeDee Lamb is out, so I think that Micah Parsons is going to wreak a lot of havoc this coming weekend whenever they play. The Packers play the Cowboys. So coming up next, we're going to take a trip around the ACC. Pitt starts ACC play tomorrow against Louisville. We'll take a trip around the ACC, talk about some games that we like and what to look for as Pitt does take on Louisville and then enters ACC play and who they have on their schedule to go forward. We'll talk about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Soundship. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson Bostic Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Earlier, Jason Mackey joined us. Jason Mackey was brought to you by Westminster College Fall Open House, September 20th, westminster.edu for more details. All right, Pat, let's take a trip around the ACC. Pitt opens up the ACC play tomorrow against Louisville. Let's start with the game tonight. Number 8, Florida State at Virginia, 7 p.m. kick. Is Florida State for real? We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Are they for real, or will this be a close one tonight?
I think it'll be a close one. They're given 6.5. You know, Tony Elliott's got a better roster than he's ever had at Virginia. The quarterback's a good player. You know, I'm not quite a believer in Castellanos and Florida State, but if they go win this game by double digits, I'll be closer to believing.
I know that their fans are probably pretty happy of where they're at, but you know, from where they were last year, and just thinking Florida State was going to take some time to get back on schedule, as Florida State usually is one of the top teams in college football, I'm sure that their fans are excited just for where they're at right now, and you know how fast it was to turn that around. And that's what could happen in college football nowadays. You can get a couple transfers, and all of a sudden you are a top tier team. A team we both like, and a team that I think that we both respect this year and have has some good players and could be a thorn in some team sides, is Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech tomorrow takes on Wake Forest, 12 p.m. Is Georgia Tech for real? They're number 16th in the country.
I think they're for real. I mean, they play a physical brand of football. The quarterback's a good player. I think they're for real. They're there to stay, and they're a legitimate ACC championship contender.
Duke is taking on Syracuse. I like Fran Brown. I don't know if I just like what he's about. Like, he's no nonsense. He's like, listen,
he annoys
the
hell out of me.
Does he?
Yes.
You don't think? I think it's relatable.
It is, but like, you're gonna tell people you're gonna run up on him if you tamper with my players.
Hey,
I ain't no.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
You're not with that.
I just, it's not traditional, but if it's your thing, it's your thing.
Yeah.
I don't dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could see.
Players love him.
Yeah, players love him.
Syracuse
exactly.
People love him. They lost their quarterback for the year, Angeli, the mm-hmm. Notre Dame transfer. But he's done a really good job up there. They're 3-1. They just beat the brakes off Clemson. And much respect to what they're doing. And obviously, it didn't go their way in Pittsburgh last year, so that'll be a big game in mid-November up at the JMA Wireless Dome. But
do they beat Duke?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think they beat Duke. I think there's going to be some growing pains with this young quarterback that's taken over for Angeli. And I think, you know, Duke with Darian Mensah, they've got a sour taste in their mouth losing to Tulane. And they lost back-to-back games. So I think Duke takes it to them.
Cal at Boston College. Boston College, not too good this year. What do you like in that game?
Cal's kind of sneaking up on some people. They're 3-1. You know, this quarterback who I'm going to struggle to pronounce his name, Sunga by Tutulele, whatever it is. He's thrown for almost 1,000 yards. You know, he's thrown 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. He can run. I think Cal wins the game. Boston College, Dylan Lonergan, their quarterback's transfer from Alabama. Bill O'Brien's a good football coach. This will be a good one, but I don't think either of these teams are in the top half of the league.
Virginia Tech at NC State. Obviously, Virginia Tech fired their coach. One, do you think that the next head coach will be Michael Vick? Two, what do you like in this game?
I don't think the next head coach will be Michael Vick. I think it's a race right now to hire Alex Golish, the coach at South Florida. He's got some Ohio roots.
Mm.
He worked at Tennessee. Worked for Josh Heupel. NC State, I mean, C.J. Bailey, their quarterback, is 6'6", 215, has just a huge arm, a live arm, talented. I think NC State, you know, covers here, honestly. I mean, they should win this game by 2 touchdowns.
All right, our squad, Louisville at Pitt, 12 p.m. kick. Pitt coming off a bye week. Louisville had a close one to open the year against JMU. What are you feeling tomorrow? How are you feeling about our Pitt Panthers?
I feel pretty good, actually. Good week of practice. Been down there a bunch just to get the temperature on things. I think it's an angry football team, but I think it's a team that knows it did not play well against West Virginia and will play well in this game. What will be telling at the end of the ball game will be, can they deal with Louisville's speed? Isaac Brown, their tailback's really good. If they can slow the run game down and force Miller Moss to beat them, this could be a game that looks a little bit like Syracuse last year. Mm. I really think so. I think they can get to him, that they can pressure him, but they got to put the ball in Miller Moss's hands. If they're spitting it out to the edge and breaking tackles and they've got lanes in the running game, it could be a long day because Isaac Brown, you know, was the freshman of the year last year in the ACC, rookie of the year, I should say, and should be full health. It's questionable. We got these injury reports now.
That's right.
Desmond Reed's listing is questionable. So some interesting things to watch as we approach game time. But I think Pitt plays well. I think Pitt wins the game. I think they are going to be in it in the fourth quarter and find a way to win, and they need to because this is a fork in the road game for them.
for the through the first three games, in your analysis and evaluation of Eli Holstein, clearly there's been some issues with his game at quarterback. Are those issues fixable, and will he fix it this game, or will they have to go a different direction of trying to win this game?
I think they need to run the ball more effectively to settle the front down. They're getting a lot of pressure on him, and I think it's affecting him in the pocket. But, you know, an open week can be really helpful for a quarterback and coordinator to kind of evaluate the first three games. You know, he's thrown 9 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's thrown for 900-plus yards. You know, he's playing good enough to win. It's just they need him to play great. And playing great doesn't mean running around making plays or throwing the ball deep every time. It just means completing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys open, getting on the same page with what's expected of him, what Cade Bell is thinking when he calls the plays. An open week can be valuable in that regard. I think they'll have a very detailed plan for this week, and I think we see Eli play well.
Outside of Eli, who needs to have a big game tomorrow for the Pitt Panthers?
Kyle Lewis needs to play like Kyle Lewis. I think he's a guy that certainly they're built for a back like Isaac Brown,
mm-hmm.
right? They're built for dealing with that kind of speed. I think they're built with dealing with a guy like Jamal Haynes down at Georgia Tech. You know, West Virginia played a little bit of bully ball with him. Louisville does have a backup tailback that's a little bit bigger. But, you know, certainly Louisville's built on speed, and Pitt has speed on defense. So Kyle Lewis, Rasheem Biles, you know, these are 10-plus tackle type games for them. And certainly if they get into passing downs, I think they're going to try to heat Miller Moss up. They should. That's what James Madison did to a great effect. You got two of the best blitzing linebackers in college football. In my opinion, I cut them loose.
Kenny Johnson needs to have a big game, in my opinion.
He does. He does. And you know, he hasn't had a lot of at-bats. And, you know, that is probably because he's getting some attention, but Poppy Williams has been their leading receiver to this juncture. And they've got some additional talent that they've acquired through the portal, Blue Hicks, who was at Louisville. They've got to get Kenny involved. They're going to get some one-on-one looks out there. He's a guy that has proven to be valuable in the return game. Get him the ball in space. Throw him screens. Let him do his thing. He's a big physical receiver that needs at-bats and opportunities. And when the ball comes his way, he's got to make plays.
There's a trip around the ACC. Thank you, Pat. That was great.
I misspoke. Duke did not lose two straight. They beat NC State last week,
right?
45-33. They lost two straight. Illinois, they got thumped, and then they lost to Tulane, which was an ironic one because Darian Mensah, their quarterback, who they reportedly paid like $3-4 million to, was at Tulane.
Right.
They lost at Tulane 34-27 to his former team.
That's right.
So we're seeing that all across college football.
Yeah.
Last week with Jackson Arnold at Auburn going back to Oklahoma. I mean, it's crazy town. Blue Hicks is playing his old team.
Yep.
Tomorrow. College football, it's weird now.
It is.
It's so weird. I mean, but I'm thankful that they're going to this one portal. That was announced last week.
Yes.
They're going to go to one portal window, and it's going to be in January because the Bo Prabula thing at Penn State last year is case in point. You got a guy transferring prior to a playoff run because he had to go in the portal, and he's playing for Missouri now. He's playing well.
Yeah, very well.
But, you know, they could have used him in some of those games. Yeah. You tell me with Drew Aller struggling against Notre Dame, you don't throw him in there
right
for a change of pace? And, you know, listen, I'm not crying for Penn State, but that's not ideal to lose your backup quarterback because the portal window's prior to the playoff. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the right track. We're close. We're not close enough to getting this thing right. But, yeah, there's just so many storylines now because of the movement.
Yeah, and I love it. It makes it very, very exciting. Coming up next, I think me and you, Pat, are going to have a debate. I think we're going to debate on this next topic.
What about Fran Brown?
No. I think we're going to have a good debate.
Is it going to be heated?
It may be warm.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll do that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Mackey on earlier. He's in Ireland. Jason Mackey was brought to you by Westminster College Fall Open House November 1st. Go to westminster.edu for more details. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them today at awaken180weightloss.com. Social Media's Biggest Loser is the PM team, because the fan put out a graphic of where would you sit if you were on an 8-hour flight to Ireland, and it had the morning show host, it had Jeff and Donnie, it had the producers of Austin Bechtold and Nicholas Harry Callis, it had the PM team, it had Pomp and Joe, and nobody wanted to sit next to...
Who won?
I think that we did.
Well, of course.
I think so. Either us or Pomp and Joe.
Yeah.
I think that was the closest, but nobody wanted to sit next to Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller, so they are social media.
I'd sit next to them.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would lose your mind.
No, I wouldn't.
No? Mm-mm. 8 hours?
It'd be fun.
Okay. All right. They're social media's Biggest Loser, though. And Pat, I said that we were going to get into a debate, and we are.
Okay.
So, in my opinion, were you listening to the show earlier before you came in?
No.
Okay. In my opinion, in the last 25 years, football has evolved a lot.
Okay.
And especially in the NFL.
Right.
And in my opinion, nothing has evolved more than the tight end position and the tight end player.
Okay.
More than quarterback. I believe that the tight end position has evolved more than the quarterback position. The quarterback position has evolved a lot. Like, if you look around college football and you look around the NFL, there's guys that can run. There's guys that can get you a first down compared to 25 years ago. There's guys that are pocket passers that couldn't move at all. I mean, we don't need to go through the names. We know basically almost every quarterback outside of Michael Vick and a few others.
Donovan McNabb
was a pocket passer, a pure pocket passer. 25 years ago, the tight end position was basically an extra lineman that could go out for a couple passes a game. Now, they're basically a glorified wide receiver. In my opinion, nothing has evolved more positionally in the game of football than the tight end position. And this came off of Terrell Austin talking about how that they've been struggling covering tight ends. And I think tight ends dictate a lot in a lot of things on offense, and they're asked to do a lot of things on offense, not just catch the ball over the middle. They're asked to protect like running backs. They're asked to pass block like offensive linemen. They're asked to run routes in the slot like a slot receiver on the outside, asked to run routes like an outside receiver, and asked to go over the middle of the ball,
in the middle
of the field. Do you agree or disagree that the tight end position has evolved the most in football, in NFL football, in the last 25 years?
I think I'm going to disappoint you here. I agree.
You agree? Okay. We're good.
I agree. I think that if you single out a position that is completely, you know, evolves a great word. It's the right word for it. That has transformed, and the body types of guys, the skill sets they have. I think that, you know, the Kyle Pitts of the world are more commonplace now than a Rob Gronkowski, right? And even Gronk he's more known for his pass catching, but he obviously was a good blocker.
Yep.
Really good blocker. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. I think there's more types of tight ends now too.
Yes.
Your inline guys, your flex guys you could move. Yeah, I would agree with you.
Okay,
so become a Swiss Army knife.
Let's take it to another level then. What has been more effective in the last 25 years, the evolution of the tight end position or the evolution of quarterback?
I think plus one football, running quarterbacks. You just didn't see that outside of the old triple option, right? Where you know, you and that was in condensed sets largely. You know, really started seeing the college game, and Rich Rodriguez was a big part of this, start morphing into spread quarterback run, where instead of blocking five with or six with five and handing the ball off and hoping a guy stays detached from the box and doesn't plus into the box, now you equal up the numbers, and it's just a numbers game. You see more quarterback design run now, even in NFL football, than you saw. You didn't see any of that.
No.
Before. So I think the quarterback evolution has become more of a weapon. Quarterback mobility has been more of a weapon than the tight end position is. They touch the ball every play.
Right.
So It's just a volume thing.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I would say this. I would say that the more effective position over the years in the evolution would be the quarterback, and it's not for Lamar Jackson. It's not for Kyler Murray. It's not for, you know, the fast quarterback. It's the guys like Bo Nix. It's the guys like Joe Burrow who have really picked up the slack and are kind of, you know, not blazers, but can run.
Yeah.
The evolution of quarterback has not changed in that aspect, in my opinion, because of Lamar Jackson. It's changed because of the bottom half being closer to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, no, agreed. Because even if you go back, I mean, Michael Vick was the exception. Donovan McNabb was in that arena. Steve McNair was a guy that could run. Steve Young was a great runner back for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, Elway could pull it and run.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see, you know, flare screen, RPO quarterback draw. You didn't see that. Now it's, okay, it's split safety. I got two linebackers in the box. We're going to run a flare screen to Derrick Henry. If the Mike linebacker runs out with him, pull it and run a quarterback counter. Like, that's cheating, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's cheating. Now, it's still triple option, right? It's throw or double, you know, it's RPO, but it's triple option-esque because there's multiple options on the play, but you're manipulating the defense with space now. Like, they're spread out, not misdirection and counteraction and whirly bird option, you know, and things like that. You're stressed on space. There's more speed on the field at every position. And then they're speed at the quarterback position, and schematically you're being strained. Defenses have never been more disadvantaged in the game of football.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, the RPO in college is crazy. They call it in the NFL. Like, they police that line of scrimmage. If you're downfield, they'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
In college ball, I mean, these guys, they're blocking 4 yards down the field, and the ball's getting whizzed by your ear hole.
Yeah.
Right? And they're running route concepts. They're running stick, and they're running snag, and they're running pick plays on RPO. It's crazy. So I got man coverage. I got motion. I got man coverage, and I got a pick play on the goal line. If they play flat across zone, I'm handing the ball off, and we're blocking the run. It's cheating.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're still blocking the run.
Yeah.
But the ball's out quick enough that they're not going to call it. So you, as a linebacker, as a defense, if a safety, if I'm reading my key through a tackle, it's run.
Yep.
And then they're throwing the ball over my head.
It's crazy.
It is. And it all starts with quarterback mobility. If you have that third element, if it's run, pass option, dangerous.
Dangerous. Oh, that was good talk, Pat.
I could talk about that stuff all day.
I didn't know that you were going to
tight end. Yeah, I just think that positionally, if you had to just focus on one position that, you know, like the old, like how the human being evolved.
Exactly.
The tight end position has evolved, and you would see categories of guys.
Uh-huh.
Tight end, like Kelsey, I'd put more in the Gronk, but you have Jonnu Smith, and you have Kyle Pitts, and you've got guys like that are flex, and you kind of started with like Antonio Gates.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You were more in that category.
Yep.
Where you were bigger, but also fast, and you could block well enough that teams weren't going to go nickel when you were in the game.
Right.
So you were matched up with a safety or a linebacker, not a DB all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, you know, the Steelers, I'd like to see them, hopefully they're able to protect well enough that they can start to deploy Jonnu Smith and get him more in the game plan. Because imagine down on the goal line, I mean, you got a scissors concept going with him, and you got a high corner from Mount Washington, and you got Jonnu Smith coming underneath him.
You can't stop.
I'm either lobbing it up to Darnell or throwing it to the back line of Jonnu, they got weapons there, but the key is you got to protect.
Yes, and they can't, you know, every single game in game plan have the tight ends in to protect, because then the tight ends can't do that.
And you got to run the ball.
Yes.
You got to run the ball.
It alleviates everything.
That's part of the problem.
Absolutely.
I think they're averaging 60 yards rushing a game and 2.4 yards per carry. I saw a stat flash across the TV yesterday, which is like second to last in the NFL. Can't happen.
Can't happen. All right, well, wrap up the show. Coming up next, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Pat, let's get a score prediction for Steelers-Vikings Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m.
24-21, Steelers.
Steelers. Callus.
37-24, Vikings.
Jeez.
Wow. High-scoring game. You know what? I like I said, I changed throughout the week, and I think the Steelers, they do win. I think they do. I think it's 21-17, Steelers over Vikings. Player of the game, Pat? You got anybody in mind?
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers? Callus?
Carson Wentz is going to have an uncharacteristically good game.
He had a good game last week.
Yeah, he did.
If they give up 37 points this week,
they're just going to run the ball. Wentz is going to have another good game. They're going to win 37-24. Carson Wentz.
That's a lot of points for this for that defense to give up.
That is a lot. I'm going to go with Jonnu Smith, player of the game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They find a way to get these tight ends going, the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow, Pat and Kals. I'll see you next week.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 75, low of 61, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 59 with overcast. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.